Gemara Gittin of Avim Beis brings that Rabbi Ev Yasser sent a din to Rav Chista that the Gittin that come from Bavel Teretz Yisrael don't require this, say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. And Rabbi Yosef asks, who's to say that Rabbi Yosar is a Bar Samcha? And furthermore, it says Va'id, in one case it doesn't say Va'id. The proof is, he sent a question to Rabbi Yehuda, not a question, excuse me, he sent to Rabbi Yehuda the people who are leaving Bavel and coming to Eretz Yisrael, they're makayim in themselves the pasuk vayitnu hayela bezayna vahayal the machru biyayim vayishtu, and he wrote it without sirtet. So that's l'chayar raya that he wasn't a gavra rabba, because Rabbi Yitzchak said two words from a pasuk you could write, not three. And there's a brisa that says you could write three but not four. So Abaya comes to the defense of Rabbi Yosef. And he answers, he says, is it that anybody who doesn't know Rav Yitzchok, he's not a Gavra Rabba? If it's something, Bishleim emils the Talia b'svara l'chaya. If it was something that a person should know with his own svara and he didn't know that, so that would be a good proof that he's not a Gavra Rabba. But this din of Rav Yitzchok and the Braisa, this is a Kabbalah, u'gemara lo shemileh, and he didn't hear it. So he's not disproven as far as a Gavra Rabba by the fact that he didn't write with the pasuk with the Sirta. I want to go into the Inyan of Sirta a little bit more. We saw in the beginning of the Masechta, Taisus brings that the get has to be written 12 lines, like the Gematria of get. And brings another pshat, B'shem of Haigoin and Rav Sadia, that it's because of Sefer Krisus, has to be the amount of divisions in the Sefer Torah between the Sfarim. Tais doesn't say anything about making Sirtut in a get, though. Tais says the get has to be 12 lines. You could write a line, you could write a straight line or a crooked line, but it'll be 12 straight or crooked lines. If there's no Sirtut, they won't be so straight as with Sirtut. The Mordechai in the beginning brings the two Chatham of Taisus, and he brings a Yesh Mefarshim at the end, that the reason is because it says in the Medrash, Minayin Shafilu Sirgul HaSefer, and he explains, he was Sirtut. How do we know that even the Sirgul of the book, Lomat Adam Harishim, that Adam Harishon learned this? Shenemar, Zeh Sefer Tolus. Zeh Sefer. He pointed to the Sefer and he showed him what a book looks like. This is the way you have to make a Sefer. Zeh is Gematria Yud Beis. The Mordechai brings that we find the drasha of Zeh being used in the numerical equivalent of 12 in the Gemara in Krisus, where it talks about the 12 lugin of Shemin, for use of Shemin on Mishpah, the Chen get, and so too a get. But here it says Sirgul HaSefer. Sirgul is the outline. Sirgul is the ruling of the Rabbeinu Tam learns the Masechta Sefer from Rabbeinu Tam at the end of Taisus in the Saita on Yud Zayin and Beis. We'll see the beginning of the Taisus. Just want to show the end for the explanation of Sirtut. He says that Yiriyah She'enim Misurgelis is possible. Rabbeinu Tam learns that refers to the four margins, the top and the bottom and the two sides. And that's the din according to Rabbeinu Tam of Sirtut, the only din of Sirtut that we have in the Sefer Torah. The Rambam and the other Mefarshim argue But I want to just, before we leave off with the get, the union of Sefer Krisus, that there's, besides the 12 lines, there's also an union of writing on a sirtum, writing, first pressing in a line, going straight across the page, let's say, and each line that you write has to be connected to that indentation of a line which was made previously by the sirtut. That's what sirtut is, and that's the way the Svarim are written. You could look at a mezuzah and you'll see that the cipher, when he writes, he tries to put the letters on the top, not as we would write in English, on the bottom of the line, puts it on the top. It's also not a it's not written with ink, like we have lined paper with ink lines, but the mezuzah that has sirtut on every line, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's pressed into the cloth. The Mordechai in the Halachos Ketanis brings a question of Rabbeinu Simcha, if you could make a sirtut with something that could be erased, if it's possible to do, let's say, make a line with a pencil, because it's not miskayim. He wants to know if sirtut has to be something that's miskayim, and he brings a lashon that it says taltalim kavutzais, taltalim meaning that the Torah is written on tilim, so it's mashma that it has to go up and down. There's something in the cloth itself that makes it lower and higher. That's the Rabbeinu Simcha. In the Halacha, it says in Shulchan Aruch that in Eben Ezer, that if you're using metal to push the lines into the cloth of the get, so you shouldn't use over lead because it leaves an impression, and it'll be a question of ksav al gabe ksav, even though you do it from the outside, from the backside, but it's still, you could see the color of it from the front where he's going to write, and that would be a problem. It says not to do it. The Ramah there says that the din, if he didn't do sirtut, you should write another get, but if he gave it already, it's not ma'akiv in the get, because it's being the Mordechai already says, since it's not born in the Gemara, the whole idea of 12 lines also is not a Gemara, so it wouldn't make a problem with the Eved if she got the get already. Wanted to look a little bit in the Inyan of Sirtet as it's negay to Sefer Torah and Mezuzah. There's a Gemara in Saita, which we also learned. If a person writes, it says in the Gemara Daf Yudzayim of Beis, Kosva Igeris Psula. If he wrote the Megillah Saita as an Igeris. Igeris literally means a letter. Rashi says, Beloy Sirtut. He wrote the Megillah Saita. The Kohen has to write down the Olois. He has to write down, and then he's Moicher Al Panei Amayim. What he writes, the Shem Hashem is Nimcha also, but it has to be written, it can't be written like an Igeris. If it's written like an Igeris, it's possible. How do we know that? B'Sefer Omer Rachman. Rashi brings in Saita, B'Sefer Omer Rachman, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai shahasfarim tzrichim sirta. Rashi says there's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai that the Gemara doesn't really quote here or specifically anywhere else. There's halacha l'moshe m'sinai that svarim need sirta. L'chaira, according to Rashi, if there's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai that svarim would need sirta, a get which is a sefer would also require sirta. Sefer Krisus. And maybe the question that the Rashba asks in the Chuvus, how could it be that you do Sirtut on an Alei Shel Zayis? The Mishnah says you can give a get with an Alei Shel Zayis. Maybe according to Rabbeinu Simcha, you could you don't have to push something into it. You could leave a Sirtut that's with ink, maybe. Maybe that would be an answer. I don't know. But Rashi himself says in a similar Gemara in Menachos, the Gemara says if he writes the mezuzah, kosva igeris, and Rashi says below sirtut, He wrote it like when a person writes a letter, he's not careful always with all the spelling and the full formal way of writing. So it says Kosvi Geris is possible, and we learn out Ksiva Ksiva. That's according to Shmuel. He doesn't learn Halacha L'Moshe Sinai by Mezuzah. He learns it from the Gzeirah Shav of Ksiva Ksiva. Rashi says Uchsavta Mal Mezuzahis V'Chosav Lo Sefer Krisis. Sounds like he's learning that Mezuzah is a Sefer from the Pasuk of Sefer Krisis. So if anything, Mezuzah is learned out from Get that you need Sirt, according to that Lashon of Rashi. Unless we'll say that Rashi is going here, and there's no Diktuk of Chaseiz Yaseiris by a Get, I don't know. Inami, there's another Pshat in Rashi. Maybe it's only in the two Pshat in Rashi here. But L'chor, the first Pshat is Mashma that the Get also needs a Sirt because of Sefer. Because of this din, Halacha, it has nothing to do with Kedusha of Sfarim or of Mezuzah. It's simply a din, Sforim Tzvichem Sirtet. Sounds a little bit like that, the Medrash that the Mordechai brings, that Aram Rishon was taught Sefer, how a book is supposed to be written. Now what is this Sirtet? So Taisus in Yitzayin and Mubayz and Saita, Taisus says, maybe you'll ask a question from the Gemara and Gittin. Why do we need a pasuk to teach you that it's called a sefer? Anyways, he can't write any pasukim. A person typically the balavach he also lichta of shum pasuk below sirtet. That me in parakama de gittin, and he brings the Gemara that we started with. Rav Yosef questioned the Rav Yosef's status as a gavur rabbi because he didn't do sirtet. And he brings another Gemara in the end of Perek Mitzvah Chalitza. He learns also it's discussing that you can't write psukim without sirta. So Taisus answers, Taris, Ilad Mishum de Mikra Sefer, were it not for this pasuk where it says by Megillah Saita, V'chasa V'akayin Esa Olay Sayyawad Besefer, that it's called a Sefer, Havamin, I would have thought, Apagab the also Lichte Belir Sirta, HaMegillah Atzma Ein Epsula. I would have said that the Megillah, if he wrote it without Sirtet, even though he was over in Isser of writing Psukim, and he's not a Gavur Rava, but it won't make the Megillah's parcel. The Megillah could still be used. Kamashul on the Psul. So now, we're learning from this Pasuk Sefer that there's a Psul in this Megillah site, and it can't be used. And Taisa says, what is this Psul? Venire, Shaloi Hoyu Hamayim Boitkim Al Yada. If you use it, it doesn't work. It's not something that, like we say, a Sefer Torah is possible, so it doesn't have the Kedusha Sefer Torah. But over here, it's possible for what it's supposed to be used, and it can't be used for that purpose, to be checked out the water. Says, Taisa, the question, Miulo Yedana, Taisa says, I don't know. In Sirte Aisa Ben Shita Leshita Lacha Ksiva. If you were to do this Sirte, which is the requirement of Sfarim, according to Rashi, between each line, not the sirta from the sides like Rabbeinu Tam says, which we're not discussing over here. He wants to know im sirta daisa ben shita l'shita l'achar ksiva afal gavda b'shas ksiva kosev b'isura. What's the din now if he wrote it without sirta, but he wrote straight lines, and now afterwards he sees the lines are straight, he wants to be misateid in the cloth so that it should be kosher to use to be buried the woman. So Taiz has a suffix. I don't know if he magilu ksheira b'hachi. Will that be machshe megillah? By law. Right now the megillah is possible. I have a possible megillah, but maybe I can be machshere. How could I be machshere by putting in what's missing? This is certain. Taiz leaves this as a question without any answer, without a riot. In the Chubas of Rabbi Kivega and Simon Nun, he brings a question, the cipher of the Kehillah brought him mezuzahs, and the sirtut that he put in before he started writing was crooked. The sirtut was crooked in the cloth, but the lines that he wrote of the mezuzah were straight miyushar, but they didn't match up with the sirtut. They were straight lines and crooked sirtut, and the and they didn't. They were began underneath the sirta. They started the lines of the writing. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger said, I apostled the mezuzah because he didn't write with sirta. The sirta is not near where he wrote, so it's considered as if there's no sirta. Then the sefer asked him, can I now make a sirta that's going to be a straight line? Can I do that now? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger said, L'chaira, I have a raya from a Gemara that you can't. And he brings the Gemara that Tosis discusses also in Saita. What's the din of a Sefer Torah and Tefillin that Shebola that got worn out? It says you can't take Sefer Torah, worn out Sefer Torah that are no longer usable as a Sefer Torah, Tefillin no longer usable as a Tefillin. Maybe you want to make them into a mezuzah now. You could take off the two parshas and you'll have the two parshas of the remaining two parshas will be kosher for mezuzah. And it says in the Gemara you can't do that, and the reason it gives is because Eim Arid Mekdusha Chamur L'Kedusha Kal. You can't take from a more Chamadika Kedusha, say Vatar and Tefillin, and make for a lesser Kedusha. The Gemara asks, but if you say that mezuzah needs Sirtot, how could even if you were able to change from a Kedusha Chamur to a Kedusha Kala, but there's no Sirtot over here? And they explain the question is from Tefillin, because maybe Sefer Torah needs Sirtot. Tefillin, we don't have a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that it needs Sirtot. So if the Tefillin don't have Sirtot, how could he use them for a mezuzah? And the Gemara doesn't answer. The Gemara brings a machlekes that there are other opinions that hold that mezuzah doesn't require Sirtot. That's the Gemara on Lamed Beis and Lamed Beis. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, if you could do Sirtot after the mezuzah is written, so why can't the Gemara say it's talking in a case where he did Sirta? Now, maybe he didn't do Sirta before, now he'll do Sirta. If the Tefillin have straight lines, and they could be used for a mezuzah, they won't be able to be used, even if we'll put Sirta in now, because of the problem of Kedusha Chamur and Kedusha Kal. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, I don't see anybody ask this question. And L'chaira Tosfos, who doesn't bring this raya, Rabbi Akiva Eiger's mashma that Tosfos shaila of whether sirtut helps afterwards is also negated to mezuzah. Although Tosfos was only discussing here at that point Saita, Megillah Saita, he goes on to discuss Megillah. He goes on to discuss mezuzah, and it's mashma that it would be the same question of Tosfos by mezuzah. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, I don't understand why. It seems clear from the Gemara that sirtut on a mezuzah won't help afterwards to make it kosher. And maybe you'll tell me the problem is like a sidron, that it wasn't done in order. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, it's like if two words were touching, and you could separate the two letters, or the two words, you could separate the two touching letters afterwards, and it's not a problem with like a sidron, because the letter was written properly. The din of Shalik HaSidron is only in the actual writing of the ice. Here it's not in the writing of the ice, so it should have been okay. It could be that Tais is only discussing Megillah Saita, and at least then we wouldn't have a question on Tais, what exactly the chiluk between mezuzah, that it's partial, it won't work afterwards, and Megillah Saita needs some further explanation. The Tosfos in Saita on Daf Yedzayim Beis, after he brings Rashi's chat in the Gemara that is talking about sirtut between each line of the mezuzah and of the Megillah Saita, he brings Rabbeinu Tam's chat. Rabbeinu Tam learns that when the Gemara says you're not allowed to write a pasuk without sirtut, that means not every line you have to write. If he had sirtut on the top line, Tosfos says, if Avalim sirtut bedalad peyos hagil yoimim, he put sirtut lines from the four sides, from the four margins, the edges, The Sefer Torah doesn't need more Sirta than that. The Seferim, they put Sirta at every line because it enhances the beauty of the Sefer Torah. It's a mitzvah of Zakei L'Banveyu, but not to say that without that the Sefer Torah is possible. Now, Beinu Tam brings a riot to this from the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says that we learn from the pasuk. It says Divrei Shalom VeEmes, words of peace and truth. Melamed Shetzricha Sirtet Ka'amita Shel Torah. This teaches that the Megillah's Esther needs Sirtet just like the Emes of Torah. We're learning from the word Emes. And Taisa says that Rabbeinu Chananel, and maybe it should be Rabbeinu Tam here, the Lav Haimu Sefer Torah, we're not referring to the Sefer Torah when it says the Emes of Torah, Ella Mezuzah. The Lishna Da Amito, what does it mean, the truth of Torah? Mashme Ki Yichudo Shel Torah, the Haimu Mezuzah, the Yeshbo El Malchus Shamayim. Maybe it's Yichido, could be Yichudo. The Chen Iker. And Taisa says, I'll bring a raya, that the pshat in the Gemara is that we're learning out from mezuzah that Megillah needs sirtot like mezuzah. How do I know? Because if we would be learning from Sefer Torah later on in the same in Megillah, we learn out that the Megillah is called a sefer. It's also called an igeris, but it's called a sefer. And we learn from this that if he sews it with flax, it's possible. So Taisa says, why do we have to learn from Sefer that if he sews with flax, it's possible? We should be able to learn from Emes if it means Sefer Torah. If we should have said Tzricha Sirtot Utfira, should have learned both things out here, Kamita Shel Torah. Ella says, "Chayzus Shmaminol L'Sirtet the Mezuzah Itzret Tohasan Tfira Leka." We're learning this din dafka from mezuzah because by mezuzah there is no sewing, and that's why we can't learn from the pasuk of Emes the din of sewing. We in Tfira Nikra Sefer. It's not called a Sefer as far as Sirtet is concerned. It's called this because Sefer Torah doesn't need Sirtet. It's called a Sefer as far as sewing would. With flax. And Taisa says, according to this, we can understand why the Gemara doesn't answer in Menachas that we're talking in a case where the tefillin had sirta. If we say it is a mitzvah of Zakeli Van Veyu, I'm sorry, if Taisa says because a person who's parted from something and he does it, he's called a hedger. That's the Taisa's in Saito. The Rambam brings this din in Hilchos Megillah that a Megillah needs Sirtot, and he brings the Pasuk Divrei Shalom VeEmes. He says Ketorah Atzma, like Torah itself. In the same perek there in Hilchos Megillah, the Rambam says the Megillah has to be written with ink like a Sefer Torah. But when it comes to the din of Sirtot, he doesn't say like a Sefer Torah, even though the Rambam holds that the Sefer Torah requires Sirtet. The Rambam says that Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, that Sefer Torah and Mezuzah in Hilchos Sefer Torah, he says this, need Sirtet, and Tefillin do not need Sirtet because they're covered. The Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, he changes the Lashon though, when he says the din of writing the Megillah is like a Sefer Torah. And the din of Sirtot in the Megillah is like Torah Atzma. the Griz al Rambam explains that the reason why the Rambam changes the Lashon is because we're really talking about two different aspects of the Megillah. There's the Megillah, what it is written on, and then there's the Teichen, the contents, the Dvorim, the words of the Megillah. He says that the Divrei Shalom Ve'emes teaches us about the Torah itself, that the Megillah is like a Torah. And he wants to learn the Brisker Rav that the din of Sirtut by Torah is not a din of the Sefer Torah. It's a din in the words of Torah. And Rizzi Yerushalmi that says we learn from this pasuk Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, just like the Torah is given nitna lehidarish, so is the Megillah nitna lehidarish. So we see that it's talking about the words, not the way they have to be written, but the actual dvarim atzma. That's the reason why the Rambam used the lashon ka'atzma shel Torah. He wants to explain the sugya Menachos, where there's a machlokes as far as the din of mezuzah. Is it learned from halacha l'maaseh misinai that you need sirtut? There's a one who argues and says there, it doesn't require sirtut at all. And there's the other opinion of Shmuel who learns it out from Ksiva Ksiva. He says that since the halacha l'maaseh misinai of sirtut wasn't said specifically on mezuzah or sefer Torah, it's said on Torah. The question is, when I write a mezuzah, am I writing over Torah or I'm writing mezuzah? Maybe if it's called mezuzah, I don't need to have sirtut. And that's the way he explains that the halacha l'maaseh misinai that mezuzah needs sirtut. It's not a special din of mezuzah. That's why the Rambam, when he brings the halacha l'maaseh misinai of sirtut in Hilchos Sefer Torah, he says Sefer Torah and mezuzah require sirtut. Tefillin don't because they're covered. Why does Rambam have to explain us why tefillin don't? If the halacha l'maaseh misinai was said specifically about Sefer Torah and mezuzah, so it wasn't said about tefillin. If it wasn't said about tefillin, you don't have to give a reason why it wasn't said. The Rambam is not coming to give us reasons why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the din or he didn't give the din. But it explains the Brisker Rav, since we're learning that the din of sirtut is because of the words of Torah, so really a shayach to the words of Torah that are being written in the tefillin. And if the shayach to the words of Torah that are being written in the mezuzah, you have to give a reason why tefillin doesn't have the same halacha. Because tefillin are covered. Mezuzah is also covered, but mezuzah you take out to check, and it's more open, you can see it. That's the difference between Sefer Torah, mezuzah, and tefillin. Just like to conclude with a interesting suggestion that the archaeologists, they found that on the below the Robinson's Arch on the western wall there's an inscription in the rock, and they place it either the 4th or 7th century, and they say at that time it would have been about eye level for a person to see this inscription. I have here a picture. Isen v'sos libchem v'atzmoisom kadesha. The source for this pasuk, or part of a pasuk, is Yeshayahu, the last capital of Yeshayahu. It's the Haftarah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. However, in the pasuk it says atzmoiseichem, and here in the picture you can see clearly that it's Atzmai Son. It seemed the person knew the pasuk because he got the first three words right. Reisem Vesos Libchem. So the archaeologists, at least this person who wrote the book here, has a theory that the Atzmai song referred to the bones of the people who were going to come in Tchias HaMeisim. I have a more simple explanation without going into Dorosh. Being that we saw in the Gemara that there's an opinion in the Braisa that says you could write three letters without Sirta. So he wrote the three letters of Reis and Vesos Lipchem. Three words. Thank you. The three words he wrote without Sirta. There was no requirement of Sirta according to the Braisa. The fourth word in the pasuk is Atzmai Seichem. So now he would have to ready to a requirement of Sirta if he were to write the word of the pasuk. That's why he changed Atzmai Seichem to Atzmai Som. It gets the message across, and it's a little difficult to make a Sirta in a stone, at least according to Dav Shana Rabbeinu Simcha, that it has to be a Dav HaMaskayim. Shkara.